The following is a class on the Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chapter 20, Text 102 through 109, given by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on November 12, 1975, in Bombay, India.
So, in our last meeting, we are discussing about the constitutional position of the living entity. Sanatana Goswami inquired from Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Kyami kano mare jape tapatra. This is the first question Arjuna also, when he became perplexed whether he should fight or not, he surrendered to Krishna and accepted him as a spiritual master. Shishasti ham sadhimam prapannam. Actually, I am deviating from my duty, so I am perplexed what to do. Therefore, I know, Arjuna knew it perfectly well, that Krishna, although his friend, he is the Supreme Personality of all. That was known to Arjuna. All the Pandava family members, they knew. Gurus also, they knew. Otherwise, how it was possible to deal with Krishna as family member? Krishna was in his human form of life, he was related with the Kurus and the Pandavas by family relationship. Krishna's father's sister Kunti was the mother of the Pandavas, and Kunti was a family daughter-in-law in the Kuru's family. So they are very intimately related. Duryodhana's daughter was married with Krishna's son. So these two families are very intimately related. But they knew that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. We'll read in Kunti Stotra, she was praying to Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although Krishna was offering his obeisances to the aunt, Kunti. Similarly, Narad Muni also, when he entered the royal assembly of Krishna and Dwaraka, Krishna received him by standing from his throne and taking the dust of his feet. Although Narad knows that he is the Supreme Personality of God. Similarly, Krishna, whenever he used to meet Maharaj Yudhishthira, he was giving his respect by touching his feet, and Maharaj Yudhishthira was embracing him as a younger brother. But they knew all that he is the Supreme Personality of God. So, we can also have Krishna like that. That is Krishna's pastime, that you are thinking of God as nirakar, without any form. He cannot be touched, he cannot be embraced, he cannot be talked. No. Krishna, personally being present, he was talking with his devotees, dealing just like ordinary human being. But the devotees knew him that he is the Supreme Personality of God. only the non-devotees abhujananti mangamurha manasim tanumasu. Those who are not devotees, still now, just like we are worshipping here Krishna in this temple, the others, non-devotees, rascals, they will think that these fools are worshipping a stone statue. They will think like this. That very learned scholar, they think that these are fools. They have accepted a stone statue. Everyone knows that here Krishna is made of stone. So why these fools are spending so much money, lakhs and crores, for having a temple for this stone statue? This is their foolishness. Therefore Krishna says, abhujananti mangamurha manasim tanumasika. So people are unaware of Krishna and his position. Therefore one should go to the Guru. Tadvijnanartham sa guru meva abhigacche eva must, in order to learn Krishna. That is, the example is being shown by Sanatana Goswami, the minister. He is not an ordinary man. He is trying to know from Guru what is his actual position. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu knew Sanatana Goswami, intelligent, advanced. So, he doesn't require to be educated by teaching Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the ABCD of spiritual life. Preliminary study. Bhagavad Gita is not meant for persons who are advanced. They know Krishna. One who does not know Krishna, for them first reading book is Bhagavad Gita, so that he can know what is Krishna. But here, Sanatana Goswami is advanced, therefore Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching him from the point where Bhagavad Gita was ended. That Bhagavad Gita ended, Krishna, after teaching Arjuna about different kinds of knowledge, karma yoga, jnana yoga, hatha yoga, dhyana yoga, so many, bhakti yoga, ultimately he said, Arjuna, because you are my very confidential friend, so I am giving you the confidential knowledge. Sarva-dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ. You surrender unto me, and whatever I say, you do. That is your duty. So, from that point, when one surrenders to Krishna, why one should surrender to Krishna? Everyone is popped up that I am as good as Krishna. Why shall I surrender to Krishna? Many scholars, they comment on this verse, sarva dharmān parityajya māmekaṁ saraṇaṁ. Why? This is sophist. Everyone should give up everything, simply surrender to Krishna. Still they say, that why you are after Krishna? Why not other gods or demigods? That is their, sometimes the question. But one who knows Krishna, they cannot be, he cannot be deviated from this path. Krishnastu Bhagavan Sayam. Bhagavan means Krishna. Ishara Paramakrishna, Satchidananda Vigraha, Anadi Radhi Govinda Sarvakarana Karana. This is understanding. So our relationship with Krishna, Sanatana Goswami inquired from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Ke ami? What I am? What is my position? Why I am put into this miserable condition of material existence?" This should be the inquiry. Simply, they are trying to mitigate the material distresses, but nobody inquires that why I am put into this condition. That is real intelligence. When the disease is there, you go to the doctor, take medicine, try to become cured from the disease, but nobody inquires that why I am subjected to this disease. That is intelligence. Precaution is better than cure. If you know how to protect yourself from disease, then that is better position than to become diseased and cured. That is not very good intelligence. Rather, don't be diseased. Not that you become diseased repeatedly and go to the medical man and be cured. Puna puna char vita charmana. Now, they have been described as chewing the chew again and again. So actually, our problem is that we are diseased at the present moment. Every one of us. What is that disease? Janma mrityu jara vyadhi dukkha dosha anudarshanam. This is our disease. We are forced to die, we are forced to take birth, we are forced to become old, and we are forced to become diseased. This is our problem. But nobody inquires about this. When there is death forced upon us, they simply cry, "Oh, my father is gone, my father is gone." When you are diseased, then we cry. But nobody inquires that why I am put into this condition. That is intelligence. That is called brahma-jignasa, athāta brahma-jignasa. So there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's disciple, Sanatana Goswami, is inquiring that what I am, why I am put into these difficulties. This is intelligence. One should go to the spiritual master, guru, for answering or making solution of these problems, not for getting some material profit. I have got some disease, and the guru says, "All right, you take this dust and you become cured. I am poor, all right, I am creating some gold for you, take it." This is not relationship with guru. Tasmād gurum prabhaddeta jigyāsu sre uttamam. One should go to guru for making the ultimate solution of life, not temporary. That is not relationship with guru. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu directly says that jiver swarup hai krishner nitya das. Two words. Sarup. Sarup means original constitutional position. That is sarup. Mukti means just like one is diseased, and that there are many symptoms of disease. So when one becomes free from the disease, the symptoms disappear. Similarly, mukti means that we have lost our original constitutional position. Because here Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that the real position of the living entity is that he is eternal servant of Krishna. So our position is servant, subordinate position. That is the Vedic injunction also. ఈకొ జ బహునాం విదదాతి కామాన్ నిత్యా నిత్యానాం చేతనశ్చేతనానాం. హీ ఈజ్ ది సుప్రీం లీడర్, సుప్రీం మెయింటైనర్ ఆఫ్ ఎవ్రీ వన్. దట్ ఈజ్ అవర్ పొజిషన్. వీ ఆర్ మెయింటైన్డ్ అండ్ కృష్ణ ఈజ్ మెయింటైనర్. We are predominated and Krishna is predominated. This is our event. How Chaitanya Mahaprabhu describing the constitutional position of the living entity, Swarup. Swarup means original position. And Mukti means Swarupena Avasthiti. Mukti means Hitya Anatha Rupam Sarupena Avasthiti. This is the Vedic injunction. Mukti means Hitya Anatha. Now we are acting differently. Actually our position is servant of Krishna. Now at the present moment every one of us we are trying to become master. If not master of Krishna, at least we are trying to become equal with Krishna. This is our position. That is called Maya, which is not possible. God is not so cheap that you can become equal with God or greater than God. You must always remain subordinate to God. That is your position. Actually, we are subordinate. We have no meeting with God. We have no knowledge of God. But practically we see that we are subordinate to the material nature. That's a fact. Everyone knows who can overcome the laws of material nature. No, nobody can. By nature, you have to die. You cannot avoid it. You are subordinate. By nature, you have to become old man. You cannot avoid it. So, we know that we are subordinate to material nature. Prakitekriyamanani, gunaikaramani, sarvas. All these living entities, man or not man, animal or trees or plants, everyone. Everyone is under the laws of material nature. They are, of course, dumb. The other animals or living entities. But human being has got advanced senses. He can think advancedly. So, why they are thinking that they are free? They are servant of at least material nature at the present moment. Why they are thinking master? That is their misconception. This is called Anatha Rupam. He is actually servant, but he is thinking master. This is called Anatha. Anatha means otherwise. Not Sarupam. So therefore Mukti means Hitya Anatha Rupam, giving up this nonsense speculation that I am master of nature, I am master of this, master of that, or I am God, I am equal to God. These are all rascaldom. Anatha Rupam, thinking otherwise. So when one gives us this rascaldom that I am God, I am equal to God, I am nobody's servant, I am free. So these are anatharu. Hitya anatharupam sarupena avasthiti. When one is situated in original constitutional position, that is called mukti. Mukti does not mean that you get a big head or big hand. No. Mukti means knowledge. Knowledge, this is our actual knowledge, that I am not master, I am servant. This is knowledge. So mukti means hitya unnatha rupam. Everyone is thinking otherwise. Somebody is thinking, I am equal to God, I am God, or I am master, or I am trying to become master of nature. The scientists, they are always thinking like that we want to control the material nature so that we can manufacture living entity according to our plan, according to our order. Everyone. This is called Baddha-jeev, conditioned soul. But mukti means, this is mukti. That means, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is immediately by one word giving you mukti. They are trying so much, undergoing austerities, penances, going to the Himalaya, making mystic or so many things for mukti. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that mukti is giving directly. Take this one. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. You simply try to understand your position, that you are eternal servant of Krishna. And as soon as you accept this position, you are mukti. So mukti is not difficult for a devotee. Billamangal Thakur has said, mukti mukulitanjali sevate asma. Oh, mukti, she is standing at my door with folded hands, what can I do for you? So the bhaktas, they do not care for mukti. They are already mukta. There is no need of separate endeavor for mukti. You simply accept this truth that you are servant of Krishna. Immediately you are mukta. Immediately. It doesn't require. It requires only 1 second to become mukta. It doesn't require. Just like Krishna says in the world, sarva dharmān parityajya māṁ ekaṁ saraṇaṁ bhaja aham tvā sarva pāpebhyo mokkhiṣyāmi. This is mukti. You surrender unto me and immediately I save you. Sarva pāpebhyo, because we become entangled by our sinful activities. These are all sinful activities. That I am independent, I can do whatever I like, I am as good as God, I am God. Or, I am God, where is the defense for me? I can do anything, there is no question of sinful activities. Some of the big samis, they lecture like that, that why you are thinking of sinful activities? You are God, there is no sin for you. They are preaching like that. That you have no sin. And it is very easy to think that is maya. Namāṁ pravardhante mūḍhā. Therefore, these sinful persons who are thinking like that I am God, I have no sinful activities, I am independent, I can do whatever I like, they have been described in the Bhagavad Gita as duskriti. Namāṁ duskriti nam mūḍhā pravardhante narādhamā. So, by the grace of Chaitanya Mahāprabhu, one can learn how to become liberated in 1 second. 1 second, it doesn't require many births. Of course, to come to this position, as Krishna says, bahunam janmanam ante gyanavan mang prabhadate. After many births, that is very difficult job. We do not know, suppose in this life I am living for 100 years or 80 years or 90 years, then again another 80 years, 90 years, another 100 years, or 500 years, or 5,000 years, because according to the body, the trees are standing for hundreds of years, 5,000 years. So, bahunam janmanamante is not very easy thing. It may be millions of years. So after millions of years, if one actually becomes wise, gyanavan, he understands this simple truth, that jive swarupaya krishner nityodara. This simple truth, that every living entity is eternally the servant of Krishna. If he understands this, then he becomes immediately liberated. But intelligent man, he takes things very intelligently. That if Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, Jiver Swarupaya Nitya Krishna Das, then why I am falsely thinking that I am God, I am not dependent on anyone, these doors. Let me accept this, then you become mukta. Immediately. Simple acceptance. Our Krishna says, Sarva Dharma Anparityajya Mamekam Saranu. He becomes immediately mukta. Then actually, when he is mukta, then there is life in mukta. Mukta does not mean finished life. Just like if you become free from a certain type of disease, the after being cured, there is duty. There is duty. Not that after being cured, the disease also cured and you are also cured, you are also finished. No. After the disease being cured, there is healthy activities. That is required. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma na sochati na kankati samas sarveshu bhutehu madhavakti labhate para. The Brahma activities means bhakti. Brahma activities. So, these devotees who are engaged in devotional service of Krishna 24 hours, they are not only realized soul, Brahmanubhuti, but they are muktas and they are engaged in Brahma activities. Brahma activities. That is bhakti. Brahma bhuta prasannatma na sochati na kankhati samas sarvesu bhuteshu. Therefore, devotee has no distinction between this man or that man. Samas sarvesu bhuteshu. A devotee does not distinguish that here is American, there is Indian, and here is cat, here is dog. No. Pandita samadarshana. A devotee knows that every one of them, all these living entities in different forms. It is not difficult to understand. Krishna says, Sarva Joni Shukanteya Sambhavanti Murtaya Tasang Bijapudapita Om. Krishna is the Supreme Father. So devotee knows that the dog is also part and parcel of Krishna, living entity, but he is in a different dress. Dog's dress. And a learned Pandit, he is also the same spirit soul, but he is dressed as a learned scholar. Similarly, Vidya Vinaya Sampanne Brahmani Gavi Hastini Sunicheta Sapakecha Pandita Samadarshu. That is oneness, one who can see. Even from material point of view, a Pandit, a learned man knows that what is this material form? Your body and my body. Superficially it may look black, white or color. But if you chemically analyze the same ingredients, the same blood, the same muscle, the same stool, the same urine, when doctor examines the urine and stool, they do not examine differently a black man's urine and a white man's urine, different. Because they know the chemical composition is the same. So, from material point of view, you are also one. Even though you have got this material body, differently formed, the ingredients are the same. Kiti, apa, teja, marud, bomb, menta, mind, intelligence. Everyone has got these things. This body, gross body, is made of earth, water, air, fire, ether, and the mind. You don't think the dog has no mind. Everyone has got mind. Everyone has intelligence. Dog know intelligently how to secure his food, as we know. There is no scarcity of these things, material things. Bhumi rapo analo vayu khangmano buddhiri. So, a pandita samadarshina means even materially, all these living entities, although in different forms of body, the ingredients are the same. Samadarshina. And spiritually, in living entities, spiritual spark, the part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. That is all the same. You are also part, spark of the Supreme Spirit, I am also the spark, Supreme Spirit, every one of us. So therefore, they can see equally everyone. Pandita Asmadasya, Samasarvesu Bhuteshu. When one comes to this position, then Madhvakti Labhate Para. That means bhakti begins when one is mukta. Mukti has already been attained. Bhakti begins. So unless you accept Krishna as your eternal master, how you can engage yourself in his service? So bhakti means mukti. Manchabhyaricharinam. Bhakti yogena jasevate sagunana samatitta etan brahma bhuyayo kalpate. So here Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving mukti immediately. People are undergoing severe austerities, penances, but if you simply understand your position, what you are, that is mukti. So here Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving the intelligence immediately to Sanatana Goswami that Jiver Swarupai Krishna Nityala. Simply you have to accept. And surrender to Krishna. Krishna also says the same thing. Sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja. The same thing. Nitya Das. Unless you accept yourself as servant of Krishna, how you can agree that, yes, I surrender to you? Surrender is made to somebody who is superior, not to the equal person. So, Krishna demanding that sarvadhanman parityajya mamekam saranam vraja, that means that we are servant, otherwise how Krishna can order that? So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving mukti immediately, teaching the same thing. Jiver Swarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. And Krishna also says that this understanding that I am servant of Krishna is realized after many, many births. Bahunam janmanam ante jnanavan maanga prapadda. Vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlava. So, mahatma, sudurlava mahatma means who is liberated, not trying for liberation. There are two kinds of mahatmas. One mahatma is trying for liberation, mukti, and the sudurlava, those who are trying for mukti out of millions of such persons, one becomes mukta. That is the instruction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Out of millions of kurmis, one becomes jnani. And out of millions of jnani, one becomes mukta. And out of millions of mukta, one becomes bhakta. This is the description given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If we accept this philosophy, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, without falsely declaring ourselves that I am equal to God or I am God, if we simply accept that Jiver Swarup Hoy Nitya Krishna Das, that we are eternally servant of Krishna, and acts like that, that servant of Krishna means he must be always engaged in the service of Krishna. This is called bhakti. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam pada sevanam archanam bandhanam dasyam sakham atmanibhidanam. This is our position. And if we understand that
All of us, we are servant of Krishna. You are servant of Krishna, I am servant of Krishna, he is servant of Krishna. Then we can understand our position is one. There is oneness. We are all servants. So there is no question of becoming envious of you or your becoming envious of me. We are all servants of God. So we have to execute the orders of God. That is servant's business. So how I shall execute? Where is God? I surrender to God, that's all life. So let him speak to me. Yes, he will speak to you. How? Sarvasya chaham hridi sannivishta matta smriti jnanam apuhanam. I am situated in everyone's heart as Paramatma, and I give everyone intelligence how to do things. And especially for the bhakta, the instruction of Krishna or Paramatma is there. Tisam satat yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam dadami buddhi yogam tam jinamam upajati. This is Krishna. Krishna is situated within our heart. Paramatma. In his Paramatma feature, Brahmeti Paramatmeti Bhagavaniti Sabjati. So, the feature by which Krishna is situated in everyone's heart, that is Ishvara Sarvabhutanam Riddeshe Arjunati Stati. The yogis, they find out Krishna. Dhyanavasthita Tadgati Namanusa Pashyantiyam Yogi. Yogis try to find out the Paramatma, and the Jnanis, they are trying to find out the Brahma Jyoti. Similarly, the Bhakta is trying to find out Krishna. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti Sabdhati. So in this way, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is the ultimate goal. But those who are addicted to Brahma or Paramatma, they are also addicted to Bhagavan, but in different features. Vadanti tattatta vidas tattam jad jnanam adhan. Knowledge of Brahma, knowledge of Paramatma, and knowledge of Krishna is the same, but in different features. Just like knowledge of the sun planet, knowledge of the sun god, and knowledge of the sun sign. The knowledge is the same, heat and light. But the heat and light which you receive from sun sign is different from the heat and light from the sun glow, and the heat and light in the sun glow is different from the sun glow. But heat and light is there. Either you realize Brahma, Paramatma, or Bhagavan. So, devotee means he is concerned with Bhagavan. That's all. So, devotee is also Mahatma. Those who are jnanis after Brahma, they are also Mahatma. And the yogis, they are also Mahatma. But one who has understood Krishna perfectly and surrendered to him, Vasudeva Sarvamiti, Sa Mahatma Sivillava. That Mahatma is very rare. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching how to become that Mahatma, Sivillava. Kotishyapi Mahamana. Muktanamapi Sahasrana. Therefore, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is so sublime and very easy also. We should take it up. This is Krishna consciousness movement and execute it as it is enjoined in the Shastras and following the footsteps of Mahajana. Mahajana jina gatasya panthya. That is also described in the Shastra. Sambhu Narada Sambhu. Kapila, Dadas Mahajan, Sambhu Narada Sambhu, Prahlada Janaka Bhishma, Bali Vayasati Vayam. Everything is there in the Shastra. So, To become actually devotee, we have to follow this Mahayana. Svayambhu is Brahma, and Svayambhu Narada Muni, and Shambhu, Lord Shiva. They have got their parties, or their parampara system, Brahma Sampradaya, Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumara Sampradaya. In this way, we have to accept the Sampradaya and follow Evang Parampara Pratam Evang Rajasaya Vidu. Then we become pure devotee, and as soon as we understand pure devotee, we can understand Krishna. Bhaktyabhava Vijana. Although Krishna is the Supreme, but he says that if one wants to understand me properly, then bhaktya. He does not say that by jnana or by yoga. No. Why he says? Bhaktyama vijana. His name is Bhaktabhasa. Because jnani will take some time to understand. Yogis also will take some time. They will come to that point if they make actually progress. But bhakta can take immediately. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's gift. Therefore, when Rupa Goswami met him at Prayag, he offered his prayers to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Mahavadanaya. You are the most munificent incarnation. Namo Mahavadanaya Krishna Prema Pradayate. Because you are distributing Krishna Prema. One cannot understand Krishna, but you are so munificent that you are giving Krishna prem. Just like prem means love. If you do not understand a person properly, how you can love him? That is not possible. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's process is so nice that even we are neophytes, we do not understand Krishna, but if we follow his process, we immediately come to the platform how to love Krishna. Krishna Prema Pradaya. Namo Mahavadanaya. Krishna Prema Pradaya. Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namini Gaurati Sivinamo. So, this Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is teaching Sanatana Goswami about Bhakti Shastra. He taught him for 2 months at Banaras, Varanasi, and he later on, these 6 Goswamis, priest Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult, which we are preaching at the present moment, according to the prediction of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, prithivite ache jato nagoradi gram, sarvatra prachar haive morna. That is his prediction, that as many towns and cities are there on the face of the globe, everywhere his name will be advertised, or everyone will know his name. So by his grace, this Krishna consciousness movement is going on all over the world, and everyone is receiving very nicely, either in Europe or America or Africa or Canada or Australia. So we are very much hopeful, and those who are foreigners present here, take this movement very seriously and preach it all over the world. People will be happy. Thank you very much.